It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferris. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, oil companies would be able to bid for the right to drill in waters previously protected by federal law. That's under a new proposal being floated by the Trump administration. We'll learn more in just a bit. First, after 10 years on the job, Milwaukee Police Chief Edward Flynn is officially calling it quits. In a press conference yesterday alongside Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, Flynn announced his retirement from the force and reflected on his career in law enforcement.
Now, I became a police officer nearly 47 years ago. I've been a witness to and a participant in historic changes in policing. Becoming chief in Milwaukee was the fulfillment of a career dream. I promised the residents of this city when I was first sworn in that I will not let you down. I've done my professional best to fulfill that promise.
During his decade as Milwaukee's police chief, Flynn brought a lot of changes to the department. He was also at times the recipient of significant criticism from the public and oversaw the department during several high-profile incidents, including the 2014 shooting death of Dontre Hamilton at the hands of a white police officer. Chuck Quirnbach joins us now to talk more about Flynn's decade as police chief, his decision to retire, and how that decision is being received by city leaders. Chuck is a WPR reporter in Milwaukee. He's covered Flynn for much of the past decade. Chuck, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Rob.
We'll look back at Ed Flynn's career, but is there any kind of indication as to why now for a retirement?
Well, the criticism had stepped up in recent months. The Milwaukee Common Council has been pushing for more control over the over the hiring and firing of police chief, currently assigned by the Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission. Also, sort of the cumulative criticism of the decade, I think, had sort of caught up with Chief Flynn. He's, 69, getting up there in age, and maybe lost a little bit of energy for the job. His problem was that he was left of center Democrat, and therefore never got along with the conservatives in the city. And he also angered some liberals in the city by some of his traffic stop policy. And also there, as you mentioned, there were several actually African Americans that died in encounters with police. So his reception in some of the African American community was not all that strong.
Take us back 10 years, Chuck, when Ed Flynn was first appointed as chief of the Milwaukee Police Department. What kind of shape was the department in? What was crime like in the city?
Well, he came in not long after the Frank Jude case, when officers had beaten an African-American man, a mixed-race man, at a party. There were ongoing crime concerns, although the crime was somewhat down from the peak murders in the 1990s. Crime was still a concern, and for some of that tenure, Flynn led to Flynn's policies and other circumstances, of course, brought crime down. But in the last 3 years, about 3 years ago, murders spiked quite a bit again. They've come down the last year or two, but and he said that he wanted to stick around through last year when the murder total had dropped 15-18%. So he got that in his final year. But there were some ongoing concerns and some high-profile cases. Still, I think, generally speaking, the politicians and the community are saying things were better under Flynn than they had been under some other chiefs.
And he had brought in the idea of a data-oriented policing. He came in promising a lot of change. He was brought in, I think, to bring a lot of change. Is that right?
Well, that's right. And the use of a lot more mapping and the shot spotter technology that relays when shots are heard in certain neighborhoods. Very much, the Center Street initiative that he talked about, putting more resources into a troubled neighborhood in Milwaukee. All of those things led to his, reputation as a high data person. The downside for some folks came out in the federal report that was released, leaked last year, really a draft report, as to whether he had done enough in terms of just basic community, police community relations. You can be very strong on data, but it's still, and a lot of it is still interpersonal relations at the street level, and some felt he hadn't done enough there.
You mentioned that there were reasons for various groups to not be happy with him. On one hand, he was a supporter of stronger gun regulations, limitations on the kinds of firearms that were available to be sold. Can you talk about his advocacy for that and how people might have reacted to that?
Right. Well, certainly, I think that part of it had some strong support in Milwaukee from people that see too much gun violence here. And he testified at the state capitol several times on behalf of stronger gun controls and also more punishment for people who committed a crime while having a gun. Conservatives didn't like it all that much, but on the other hand, they hopefully realized that 80% of the murders here are committed by firearms, so there was some acknowledgement of the firearm issue, but it didn't win him friends in the conservative community, that's for sure.
Talking to WPR reporter Chuck Quirnbach about the announcement from Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn that he's going to retire. You mentioned some high-profile deaths of black Milwaukeeans. One that got a lot of national attention was the shooting death of Dontre Hamilton. There's criticism of Chief Flynn and the department over the death itself, but then also backlash from the police union for Flynn's firing of the officer involved in that shooting. Can you talk about how all that played out?
Right. In the case happened a few years ago. Hamilton was in an encounter with an officer, white officer, right in downtown Milwaukee, right across from City Hall. Mr. Hamilton died during the encounter. There was a lot of marches, a lot of concerns raised by the African-American community, Hamilton's relatives and so on, against Officer Christopher Manny. Eventually, Police Chief Flynn did fire Manny for violating department policies, and then Flynn asked the U.S. Justice Department to engage in this so-called collaborative reform review, working with the police department, and those, as you say, some of those policies have been put in place, some haven't been. But you know, the firing of Manny did not win him more friends, as I said, with the police union. They've been a pretty strong critics of Flynn throughout, and yesterday said they were happy to see Flynn go, basically.
You mentioned that federal collaborative report, and you mentioned earlier, Chuck, that a draft of that had been leaked. Is there any indication that we're ever going to see the final version of that report?
Well, I think U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has sort of said no to that, that a lot of that was written during the Obama administration, another attorney general, and I think maybe that's all we're going to see, at least until somebody leaks more. Flynn, you know, originally said the draft report had plenty of errors in it and was somewhat dated from having been written in 2016. But he acknowledged that some things were going to change, or he hoped some things would change. Today, we're hearing folks who say that some things did not change enough, and they're hoping the next chief puts into place more recommendations from that federal report.
Let's talk about what comes next. There's going to be a search for a new chief, and there's some question about where that person should come from. Here's a clip you sent us from Milwaukee Alderman Robert Donovan addressing that question at a press conference.
I think there's something to be said for someone who has roots in Milwaukee. I think for morale purposes and other reasons, I think promoting from within is certainly desirable. Not necessarily the only route to go, but I think desirable.
I know we're very early in this process, Chuck, but talk about that idea of an internal candidate versus a nationwide search.
Well, the acting police chief that will immediately replace Chief Flynn when he officially retires February 16th, we presume the acting chief will come from within the ranks of the Milwaukee Police Department. The Fire and Police Commission will begin talking about that process later this week. It may be in closed session, a lot of it, but they'll be working on the acting chief. And then we talked to Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett today at a function, and he's, you know, hoping things move along sooner than later, that the question will be, is the permanent, well, I hate to use that word, is the non-acting, more replacement chief down the road in a few months going to serve just two years, basically the rest of Flynn's term, or a longer period of time. So there's many questions. The mayor has been a strong backer of Flynn. We talked about all the criticism of Flynn. Well, he's had a strong backer throughout, Mayor Tom Barrett, who says he's sorry to see Flynn go and has earned the right to retire. But now Barrett and others will be talking about who should be the next chief, but it is up to the city's Fire and Police Commission, many of whom are appointed by Barrett.
And there are two big law enforcement jobs in the Milwaukee area. Milwaukee County Sheriff, former Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark, left office. They're still searching for the replacement for him, isn't that right?
Well, Governor Scott Walker has been holding off on naming a successor. He's been reviewing many applicants, including Acting Sheriff Richard Schmidt. And so we're expecting something from the governor relatively soon. But yes, there's a vacuum being created at the top, at least in terms of long-term policies and vision at both the sheriff and police department.
As we wrap up, what are the biggest challenges facing the replacement for Ed Flynn, the new police chief of Milwaukee, whenever they're appointed?
Well, Alderman Donovan today talked about, you know, even though murders were down 15-18% last year, the number of non-fatal shootings, I think, went up a bit. And, 120 people got killed last year, mainly by gun, but not necessarily entirely. And isn't that a high number, a three-digit number? When are we going to get the numbers back down below 100 as they were for part of Chief Flynn's tenure? So just the basic violent crime issue, the opioid issue and perhaps its effect on violent crime, and also sort of quality of life, things like traffic fatalities and people running red lights and so on. There's a quality of life effort that some aldermen would like to see more attention paid to.
And briefly, Chuck, did Ed Flynn give any indication of what happens in retirement?
I think he's going to is talking about more time with his grandchildren.
We'll leave it there. Chuck, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Chuck Kornbach is a WPR reporter. He's based in Milwaukee. He joined us to talk about the retirement of Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn and his 10 years with the department.